This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
For tuning in, 1-877-DOC-DALIA, 1-877-DOCDALIA. My corona. Okay, we got a lot to talk about today. TSA's making some changes. You're actually going to be able to carry a bottle of hand sanitizer on the plane. You're also going to, they said they'll change gloves in between frisking you. I thought they already changed gloves in between. I mean, they really get up in there, but I guess they've been wearing the same gloves. We'll talk about some of the TSA changes. We'll also talk about how if you're coming back to a deserted office after it being closed down for 3 months, you might want to run the pipes, flush out some of the water. There might be some health risks kind of associated with that. They say mental illness is going to be a huge pandemic post-shutdown. You have J.P. Morgan saying the lockdown caused more deaths than the lockdown prevented in terms of COVID. So we got a lot to talk about. A lot to talk about on today's show. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. But I want to open today with, I'm feeling kind of guilty. Okay? I have never tried to say I was like the best mom out there. Okay? I've always told you I'm kind of crappy at that. Okay? I'm not really a good mom. And I've been doing some reflecting. And I think mommies, we got to have a real honest talk here, because there's a chance we might be screwing our kids up more than dad. We always blame dad. We always blame our in-laws. We always blame, but it might be on us. So the reason why I'm kind of going through this now and I'm feeling all guilty is when my kids used to be in school and there would be parent-teacher conference, and we talked about this on the show, I'd have so much anxiety about parent-teacher conference because I'm like, oh, God, what are they going to say? You know, teacher would be like, look, we have a little issue. And I'm like, oh, my God, okay, what? So with one of my kids, actually it was both, but the first kid you spend more time with, so he's the one I messed up more. So the teacher would be like, look, we have an issue with stories. When he needs to create a story, he doesn't really have a protagonist, he doesn't have a climax, he doesn't have a resolution. His stories are kind of short and nonsensical. Now, my husband would turn and look at me. See, I never read to the kids. Goodnight Moon, I thought was boring. I didn't like a lot of the Dr. Seuss books, so I would make up my own stories. So I'd be sitting there with them as kids, and I'm like, okay, once upon a time, there was a little boy named Stoney. And he'd be like, hey, diddy. And I'd be like, and he didn't listen to his mama. So his mama attacked the pussy. And then I would tickle him, hey, the end. And those would be the stories, okay? I'd put him to bed. So here he is in first grade, second grade, third grade. Somebody's getting, you know, tickle attacked. Or somebody didn't listen to their mama. That was like the big conflict in the story. And he ends up, you know, not passing. Then, I've told you guys this story. One of the teachers said, look, you know, we have an issue. And I'm like, oh, gosh, now what? And it would be, you know, reading time on the carpet. And they'd be trying to get the kids ready to go to sleep. You know, the lights would be dimmed. The teacher would be reading a story. And she goes, while it's quiet and we're just about to get the kids to go to sleep, your son will just say something, blurt something out and make everybody laugh. And he giggles. And then I have to start all over again. Now, meanwhile, I'm like just beaming in pride. You know, and I'm like, wait a second, are you meaning to tell me? She's like, yeah, I mean today. I go, are you meaning to tell me that my baby's got comedic timing? No, I'm Miss Wax, I'm trying to tell you that your boy is disrupting the class. I'm like, I know, bad boy, he's a very bad boy. Yes, I'll talk to him, bad boy, but I was like so proud. Well, I realized that, you know what, I need to kind of back it off a little bit, okay? I need to let my kids do their things. And if you think about it, you know, the dads will be like, well, you know, we got to teach our son how to, you know, fix a car. And, you know, he's got to learn to fight back. When I heard my kids were getting bullied in school, I was like, oh, my babies, you know, I wanted to protect them. I didn't want them to get a cut. If they did get a cut, I'd want to put that Mercurochrome on it or whatever the hell, you know, that left you pink for like days. You know, whereas daddies are like, you know, somebody's messing with them, let them kick them in the whatever. And the funny thing is I know what we need to do to stop bullying or to succeed. I know that. I know if I told my kid, if I taught my kid Krav Maga, if I taught my kid how to, you know, clock another kid, that bullying would stop. But when it's your baby, all logic goes out the door because you're thinking about... You're thinking about the here and now, and your goals are different. My goal is for my kids to be the most successful kids out there. I want my kids to be successful and succeed and competitive, but when they're babies and when they're younger, you don't seem to follow that creed. You're like, I want my baby to come to me. I want my baby to trust mama. I want my baby, when my baby's hungry, to come to me. You know, so my kid's like, you know, I'm hungry. You know, dad's like, well, dinner's in an hour. You could wait. I'm like, oh, my baby needs to eat. Oh, I need to feed my baby. You know, and I know gosh darn well that I need to be able to teach my kids to go a few hours without food, but it doesn't, those weren't my main goals. When that baby smiles at you, and that kid looks at you as mama, as like a superpower, that's what starts to drive all your mommy instincts. And there's a chance that we might not be training our kids like we should, because we get all mommy-ized. So basically, I've been working a lot, and I felt guilty, so I've tried to overcompensate. But for the most part, I haven't spent a lot of time with my kids. And you want to know what happened? They started getting good grades. I mean, my older one, he started acing high school. He got an A in physics. This was in high school. Physics. Physics is like waterboarding of the brain for two semesters. He got like some award in like physics and math in high school, and now he's like in engineering, and he's getting A's. He's getting straight A's in engineering. I don't know how he came from my eggs. My ovaries not produce, you know, that sort of DNA. But I guess what happened is dad took over, right? And maybe me with all my mommy stories and, you know, tickle attacks and, you know, cupcake tushy, you know, monikers and things like that. I mean, maybe that impeded him. Maybe I just needed to take a step back, and I'm feeling guilty about that. You know, because I know what my kids, in fact, I'm a better mom to my kids' friends and to other people because I'm not their mommy. So I feel like, you need to do this, you need to do this, you need to fight, you need to do this. But your baby's like, oh, my little baby, says he. So I hope he still loves his mama, even though I messed him up. What do? 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLY, don't go away.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
In 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. But a super big thanks to all of those who have sacrificed for this country, families, veterans, anybody that has put their country first before others and themselves, as we observe Memorial Day this weekend. You know, it's interesting with Memorial Day. People always forget. How do I word this? People don't realize it's coming until it's almost too late with Memorial Day. Because with Labor Day, people mix up Memorial Day and Labor Day. Memorial Day, you remember Memorial Day because it begins with an M, okay? Memorial Day is in May. Labor Day, all right, that's when school starts, labor, you're going back to work sort of thing, okay? Try to remember it that way. So Labor Day people remember because it's the start of September, roughly. But Memorial Day, you're like, all right, well, you know, we're in the May 20s, and all of a sudden, it's like, yeah, it's Memorial Day weekend. All the time. time. I don't forget about Memorial Day. It's just I always think it's going to be at the end of the month, and all of a sudden you're in the 20s in May, and I'm like, okay, so let's do it this weekend. And they go, no, 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 you don't understand. It's Memorial Day weekend. I'm like, really? So it's just one of those things where it just is a little, yeah. And Memorial Day, it really wasn't an official holiday until 1971, but it does have a very interesting history that I want to bring up. In fact, ancient Greeks and Romans, according to History.com, used to kind of really started this whole Memorial Day, where they would hold annual days of remembrance for loved ones, including soldiers each year, decorate their graves with flowers, have public festivals and feasts in their honor. They said in Athens, public funerals for fallen soldiers were held after each battle. The remains of the dead on display for public mourning before a funeral procession took them to their interment. And they say one of the first known public tributes to war dead was in 431 BC when the Athenian general and statesman Persiles, is it Persiles or Pericles? Persiles delivered a funeral oration, and he praised the sacrifice and valor of those killed in the Peloponnesian War. They said it was a speech that some have compared to Abraham Lincoln's Gettysburg Address. So we're talking pretty big. So basically, when the Civil War neared its end, there were thousands of Union soldiers held as prisoners of war. They were kind of herded into these camps in Charleston, South Carolina. Conditions at one camp, they said a former racetrack near the city citadel, was so bad that more than 250 prisoners died from disease or exposure. They were buried in a mass grave behind the track's grandstand. They said 3 weeks after a Confederate surrender, they did a procession when they entered the former camp, and this was on May 1, 1865. More than 1,000 recently freed slaves accompanied the regiments of the U.S. troops that were of the minorities, and a handful of, so they had African Americans and they had whites, and they had done a huge tribute, which they dedicated to the martyrs of the race course. They sang hymns, readings, so they think this was the original start of Memorial Day. So then it was called Decoration Day, and it evolved the years after the Civil War. And apparently in the late 1860s, Americans in various towns and cities would start holding springtime tributes. And why in the spring? Why not any other time? Well, because that's also when, you know, flowers were available. The weather was nicer. So you could actually go, you know, by the end of May, which is why I think it kind of roughly, you know, happened. Most weather around the country is looking pretty good. I mean, we're in Vegas. We're getting pretty darn hot now. But still, for the most part, you could have some nice weather. They still aren't 100% sure how the Memorial Day originally, you know, started here in the United States, but they think it happened, like I said, after the Confederacy surrendered in 1865. In 1966, the federal government declared that Waterloo, New York, was the official birthplace of Memorial Day. Why? Because Waterloo first celebrated the day on May 5th, 1866. They chose that. It was annual, community-wide, businesses closed, residents decorated the graves. So Waterloo gets credit for that, even though you have a lot of cities that claim, nope, you know, this came from, the birthplace was like Bowlesburg, Pennsylvania, said they did it in 1864. Carbondale, Illinois, thought they did a parade in 1866. So, whatever. But I get Memorial Day is a huge thing, and the city takes pride, and if they, you know, help form that holiday. So it was called Decoration Day. May 5th, 1868, General John Logan, leader of an organization of the Northern Civil War veterans, called for a nationwide day of remembrance. And he called it Decoration Day because it wasn't the anniversary of any particular battle. Then General James Garfield made a speech at Arlington National Cemetery, and then you started to have more Washington exposure. By 1890, each state had made Decoration Day an official state holiday in the North. Southern states continued to honor their dead on separate days until finally after World War I, then it started to coalesce. So, 1971 is when we finally made it official. And, you know, it's Not enough. I say this all the time. I had family members in the military, and it's you know, nobody does it for decoration. Nobody does it for, you know, oh, I want, you know, people to think of me later or remember me when I'm dead. You know, for those people that serve their country, and I feel guilty that I have not served in the armed services. I, you know, coming from a military family, I went straight to college, medical school. I just, you know, I've always wanted to be a police officer. I've always wanted to, you know, be in the military. I just, once I got a scholarship to college and I got into medical school, I was like, well, you know, and then I got into radio, and I know I could still go. I could, you know, I wouldn't survive boot camp, obviously, but, you know, the military will take doctors, and, you know, and I think they make you a captain and all that, but I just, that's not the same. I feel like I would want to go square one and do exactly what everybody else had to do, you know, from boot camp on. But, you know, when somebody chooses, you know, military and chooses, you know, defending their country and being there for their country, it's a feeling you really can't describe. You can't put in words why somebody would do that. And the reason why I know this is because I chose medicine from what I understand is a similar feeling. You know, it wasn't money, because I never, you know, we were at a time where I didn't really, that just wasn't something that I ever thought I would achieve, because I grew up poor, and, you know, yeah, I wanted a stable job, but that trust me, it is not enough to go through 11 years of, you know, post high school training. It's not about money. And when there's somebody who's bleeding that might have a infectious disease like HIV, or somebody with tuberculosis or whatever, I found myself wanting to go into the room, not away. Same thing with this coronavirus. I wanted to walk into the hospital and say, where did you need me? I can't explain that feeling, and I would never compare that to what military, you know, go through, because they go through enormously exponential, you know, worse trauma than many of us in the medical field. But I'm trying to kind of capture that feeling and put it into words, where when stuff is going down, it draws me. I mean, I want to go to that. Same thing, whenever there's a fight or a scuffle or whatever, I don't want to go the other way. I want to go to it. Now, mind you, if there's a spider in the house, I will flee. Okay, I'm as chicken poop as they come when it comes to a spider or a snake. But then I want to watch it. I want to go up to it. I want to see it. But you know, when there's trouble going on, and there's illness and there's disease or whatever, I just get drawn to that. And I think that feeling might be not so much that people in the military are drawn to conflict, is the, I'm supposed to be there. You know, that's my job. I'm on this earth because I'm the one that's supposed to step forward. Does that make sense to you guys? That's how I feel with medicine. And that's how I think a lot of people feel when it comes to their country, when it comes to their duty. They're like, I'm not supposed to be here in Wichita, Kansas, or Winnemucca, Nevada. I'm supposed to be there in Afghanistan. I'm supposed to be there in Iraq. I'm supposed to be ready to be deployed. You know, and that's, and so I'm grateful. I am very grateful for anybody that's ever, you know, done that for us and their families that have sacrificed. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY, don't go away.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House and CDC releasing guidelines on recommendations for when churches will be able to reopen. President Trump saying,
to me, they use the word essential. I think churches are essential. It's so important. People want to be in their churches. It's wonderful to sit home and watch something on a laptop, but it can never be the same as being in a church and being with your friends. And they want to have it opened, and I think that's going to be happening very shortly.
FBI agents are looking for a second suspect in Thursday's terrorist attack on a military base in Corpus Christi, Texas. The terrorist, originally born in Syria, on his social media accounts expressed support for ISIS. St. Mary's University terrorism expert Jeffrey Aldicott says terror groups like ISIS have ramped up their recruitment after the leader of ISIS was killed in an airstrike last October. You're listening to USA Radio News. A charity raffle to help small businesses hurt by the pandemic has sparked a little bit of a controversy. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
The North Baldwin, Alabama Chamber of Commerce trying to raise money to help small businesses by doing a 10-day raffle, giving away outdoor gear and hunting rifles and shotguns as prizes, with all the profits going to the Small Business Relief Fund it set up. Some people, though, are not comfortable with the prizes and are worried that the firearms could end up in the wrong hands. Membership Development Manager Cameron Lewis says each winner has to be 19 years old, has to be from Alabama, and does have to pass a federal background check.
Senator Tim Scott took offense to comments made by presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden about black people. The South Carolina Republican saying it was disrespectful for Biden to say during an interview Friday that black people who have a problem deciding whether to vote for him or President Trump ain't black. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So J.P. Morgan has released a report saying that coronavirus cases actually would have been less if we didn't have the lockdown. And they're finding cases to drop as lockdowns are released or relaxed versus those whose states still have lockdowns. And it's an interesting read, and we've been debating this for months. Should we have lockdowns? Should we not? And I'll still say it again. I supported our governor because when you're in the medical field and you know what you know about virology and viruses and you have to base your decisions on the data you're getting, You have to protect those who are vulnerable, and you have to stop the spread. However, if you notice, there's a caveat to that. This was the data we were getting, or the data we were given. That's going to be key to any future conversation on lockdowns. And you're going to see this debate resurface. Should we have lockdowns? Should we not? We'll have this old Monday morning quarterback sports commentary on what we should have done. But entertain the conversation. Listen. Participate, because we're going to be dealing with more lockdowns. There is no way that this was the last one we've ever had. Now that we've done it, it's very easy for government to reinstitute. You have half the country thinking it was a great idea, we should have done it. You have other half the country going, oh, hell no. And we're right now going into summer. What happens with next fall with coronavirus or flu or, God forbid, a school shooting? So, you know, parents don't want the kids to go to school. School shut down. If the kids are at home because the schools are shut down, then the parents can't work. Shutdown can happen all over again, even if it's not coronavirus. So we're now having the conversation whether the lockdown even helped. If somebody could prove that the lockdown, like with this JP Morgan report, made things worse, maybe the whole lockdown concept will go away forever. Here's the problem. I can't make any decision. I can't say it hurt or helped. I'd love to hear from you guys, of course. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. The reason why I can't say is these 95 or close to 100,000 deaths that we've had, these 96,000 I think we're at, or these 1.6 million cases. With these deaths, we still haven't extrapolated which one of them were coronavirus caused specifically, or which ones were incidental, or which ones were heart attacks or pneumonia that were induced by coronavirus, which counts, by the way, just like flu-related deaths. Flu-related deaths average about 60,000 a year. We count the MIs, the heart attacks. We count the pneumonias. So I'd just like to get those numbers. The other thing I'd like to also know is many of these reports that are coming out saying that cases went up, like in Nevada. They said cases went up as we were in phase one. Well, can you clarify cases going up? Was it people who couldn't leave the house, couldn't get a test, and all of a sudden now we're like, well, good, I've been feeling like crap. You know, I've been coughing for a while. Now I'll go and get the test because now we, you know, the governor was able to, you know, bring in more tests and we have so much more, you know, ways to get tested. Maybe that's why the cases went up. Maybe, you know, we had during the lockdown people who were sick that said, I don't want to lose my job. You know, I could take a cough suppressant. I could take some Tylenol. Because honestly, if you had the real, real bad COVID, you couldn't walk. You couldn't feel like crap. But a lot of people had COVID, and they were like, look, I feel like I have a bronchitis, but, you know, I could still go to work. So when people were so afraid of losing a job or not being able to work, how many of them were very honest? So we don't have those numbers. And remember, cases is really dependent on who's getting tested. Nobody in my family got tested. We've all felt fine. We had something last November. I don't know if it was just a typical cold. I don't think it was a flu because we all got our flu shots. But we all haven't gotten tested. So, see, to me, none of these numbers are scientifically sound, because when you have variables of population that really don't want to get tested, or then your numbers are skewed. So let's say tomorrow, 20, let's say 100 people, okay, are having a cough tomorrow in my neck of the woods. 20 of them say, you know what, I want to go and get tested. So those 20 go and get tested. 10 of them come up positive. The other 10 don't. What is the percentage of cases rising or cases being positive that day? Well, we don't. 20 people decide to get tested. 10 were negative. That's not. The answer is not 50%. You had 100 people having a cough. Is it, you see? So we're coming up with all these numbers saying the mortality rate is this. All right, I will buy that number if we have, let's say, 100 individuals that all come to the hospital. They all have the same symptoms. similar high temperature. Let's say they all have a cough. Let's say they all have shortness of breath. And 1% of those people end up dead. I'll take that number. But when they say globally or worldwide, right, this is deadlier than the flu, okay? Again, you need to give me better data, all right? I mean, heart attacks happen. Pneumonias happen. Did they just coincidentally have coronavirus in their blood? Or did they start having a coronavirus infection? They started to maybe cough. They start to maybe have a fever. They start to have body aches. And then all of a sudden, they're like, well, gosh, now my chest hurts. Okay? Though, you know, how many of these close to 100,000 cases were those? So here we are trying to decide if lockdowns made things worse or if lockdowns made things better. Personally, in terms of other medical issues, I can honestly say that lockdowns made things worse in terms of other medical issues. I can't really comment on coronavirus, but I've seen blood pressure, people with blood pressure issues go completely off the chart. Those with diabetes, because again, they were making their medicine stretch. They weren't going to the doctor. Their doctor's office was closed. I just had another patient having pelvic pain. This person has pelvic pain and bloating. So I'm thinking it could be ovarian cancer. I'm like, did you see your doctor? No, my doctor's still closed. I'm like, your doctor's still closed? It's been 2 months. And I'm thinking to myself, you got to go in and get seen. I go, then go to an urgent care. But I go, the urgent care is expensive. And I'm like, find a gynecologist that's open. Okay, you need to get a pelvic ultrasound. You need to get evaluated. And the closures, to me, I think, cause a lot of other medical issues. Now, there's going to be a report on mental illness and how mental illness skyrocketed. I have 3 patients this morning with anxiety, not able to sleep. It's there. People are anxious because they don't want to be exposed to coronavirus. People are anxious because their jobs make a cutbacks. People are anxious because, you know, they've been home watching Netflix for 2 months. Yeah, their whole sleep cycle's off. So, you know, where are now the mental illness mortalities? You know, did we have suicide? Did we have more overdoses? You know, did we have, medication errors where people were trying to make their medicines work, or they were drinking alcohol because they couldn't sleep and they didn't have their sleeping aid and they mixed it with their, you know, where are those numbers? So, you know, I want to be able to tell you guys that lockdowns made things worse or lockdowns made things better. I have to err on the side of, you know, you have an infectious disease, you have an infectious agent, you know, you need to try to protect people and get them away. But did the lockdown have to happen like this? Do we have to see companies go out of business? Do we have to see companies open with very strict opening guidelines? And do those even matter? I mean, like the separators. You know, I see these separators that a lot of businesses are using. The germ can go right above the separator. I mean, where are the virologists? Okay, where are the scientists when we're looking at these back to work, you know, these back to work guidelines? And a lot of them are not scientifically sound, not to mention environmentally sound. So, I'd like to hear from you. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, or 1-877-362-3254. Did the lockdown hurt or help coronavirus? 1-877-DOCADALI.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But beware, not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That is why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients. Employing Americans. Log on now at 2020safe.net and order your liter bottle and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free. By using code GCN at checkout, 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm here with Scott Yuseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
All right, we are back on Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who was working the dials. Okay, we're getting some conflicting numbers on this Karachi plane crash. CNN is reporting that there have been 38 people killed. We've had another report saying that 105 passengers and crew have been killed. A Pakistan International Airlines flight crashed today in the southern Pakistani city of Karachi. Pakistan's aviation ministry said the flight from Lahore was carrying 99 passengers and 8 crew members. They say it's unclear if the fatalities involved victims who were on the plane or who were struck on the ground. Now, Daily Mail is reporting that they believe 105 passengers and crew are believed dead. So we'll keep you guys posted when we get a better idea. They said witnesses said the flight from Lahore had made 3 failed attempts to land at Jinnah International Airport before plowing into the model colony area of the city on a 4th landing attempt. The pilot told air traffic control that he had lost both of his engines. And a recording has emerged of the captain making a final mayday call before the crash. The Airbus A320-214 model uses a CFM56 engine made by CFM International, a joint venture between U.S.-based General Electric and Francis Safran. So a photo of the aircraft on approach shows that the landing gear is still up. There's black scorch marks under each engine. Whoa. So the pilot said, "We are proceeding direct, sir. We have lost an engine." And then more maydays right before they landed. They were able to, I guess, grab a couple survivors. Bank of Punjab President Jafar Masood was dragged from smoking debris. We're not sure how many people have survived, but again, we'll keep you guys posted as we get more information on that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the TSA is changing some of the rules. Hold on to your boarding pass because they are going to, of course, be moving more towards you scanning it yourself or having it on your phone where they do the little click, the beep. But TSA is tweaking some airport screening procedures to limit contact with passengers and officers. They say the peak summer season approaches, although I don't really see how travel is going to peak. I don't know if a lot of people are going to travel or not. Travelers should expect more distance between passengers at security checkpoints. Passengers will also have to place their electronic or paper boarding passes on readers themselves. You cannot hand it over to the TSA agents. The TSA is also urging travelers to wear face masks. Most airlines require it now for passengers. The agency says travelers should remove food from bags, put items like belts, wallet, keys, and phones into their carry-on bags instead of bins. So, you know, you couldn't have your phone in your purse or whatever. That had to be separated. Now you could put it back in your purse. TSA said 590 people and its roughly 60,000 person workforce have tested positive for COVID. 6 have died. So they're also going to, from what I understand, change gloves between what's it, frisking you, which I thought they did. I mean, they really, I can't speak for the guys, but I've been frisked. I really think it's my IUD that triggers something. So I go through the machine and all the time they have to say, ma'am, all right. So as they frisk me, I mean, they go under the breast, they go up into the, I mean, they just touch everywhere. And I would think they would change their gloves. You know, yeah, I'm wearing jeans or something, but still, you would just, now that I'm thinking they didn't touch their gloves, you know, change their gloves, I'm like, what is going on? From what I understand, they will also allow you to bring, I believe, a 12-ounce bottle of hand sanitizer. So that would be nice. So, but I don't think you can bring, I don't think you're able to, like, bring drinks yet. I know that to me is something that I cannot wait to do again. Yeah, travelers are allowed up to 12 ounces per passenger in terms of liquid hand sanitizer. I do not think that allows regular drinks. Because here's my problem. I just can't spend $5 on a bottle of water. That really ticks me off because I got kids. You know, kids are thirsty or I used to have to make their formula or, you know, whatever, and I needed water. And so you wanted to buy enough water for the kids because, you know, you just can't wait for the cocktail cart. You know, if it's because you have to get to the airport 2 hours in advance. So, yeah, you're going to need to drink before you get on the plane. And sometimes food service doesn't happen an hour into the flight. And I just do not believe in spending $5 for water. So I know what you do is you bring your empty container. You go with your empty container and then you go to a drinking fountain. And then, well, I don't like the drinking fountain water. I know. So, you have to pack smart, no prohibited items in your bag to reduce time. If a prohibited item is found, travelers may be directed outside security. One of you wants to know what are the lines going to look like. You know what's interesting? I have a, we have like a new airport terminal in Las Vegas, and it's very, very open, and they have the room. And so I think they're going to use markings for every 6 feet. It's just, you know, being a doctor, if you looked at a room with people 6 feet apart, and then you looked at the air above all of them, and the mixture, and the air conditioning currents, and that kind of thing, I really don't know if the 6 feet apart does much. You know, what the 6 feet apart does is the 6 feet apart really doesn't have anything to do with you standing 6 feet apart so much so you don't breathe in what they breathe, because the air moves. It's a limitation of people. When you tell a company so you have to have 6 feet apart, it means you just need less people. You know, I have a couple salons, and, you know, the square footage is, you know, kind of appropriate for a small, you know, salon in a strip mall. But when you tell me that you can't have people in the waiting room under 6 feet apart, that basically means in the waiting area, you can't have chairs next to each other. So that means you can't really have more than one or two people in there at a time. So it's a person limitation. So I get the question, how are the airport lines going to look? Because if somebody's got to travel, they got to travel. You know, if the airport says, you know, we need to have a person limit, you might have to wait in the car. If somebody has a flight, they're going to go on that flight, especially if they booked that flight 6 months ago. So, I mean, I got to go to New York. The trip, the convention got moved till October. I don't know if it's still happening, but, you know, I plan on going. I can't wait to see New York, really, even with everything going on. And, I mean, I want to get on that flight. So, you know, whether you want to limit the amount of people in the airport or not, I mean, I spent a lot of money on that flight. If there is a conference, I want to be there, I'm going to go. So as opposed to, you know, deterring somebody to go to another business, you really can't deter somebody to go to another airport if you only have one major airport. We only have one major airport. We have a couple smaller ones, Henderson and North Las Vegas. But in terms of me being able to get to New York, I got to go to McCarran. That's my airport. So my guess is they're going to have to extend lines. They may have to screen quicker. And you know, this is a concern. I mean, you know, the lines and the security, it's frustrating. Because sometimes you're in the security line for an hour. But do we really want them to rush through? I mean, do you really want to be in these scanners with high radiation? I mean, if we don't want to be exposed to radiation and we want, you know, to be safe on a plane, you need to let the TSA guys do their jobs. And they're not going to be able to rush it and make things six times faster, because now you can't stand a foot apart, you have to stand 6 feet apart. So that basically takes out all those people in between. My guess is it's not going to be very doable, and people are going to just slowly start to cuddle closer, and then some security is going to say, nah, you got to stretch it out, you got to stretch it out, you got to space it out. And it just, it, you know, I mean, an airport's only so big. These security areas are only so big. 1-877-DOC-DOLLAR, don't go away.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door.
Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.